Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, Michigan State University and Sparrow Health System announcing plans to integrate a majority of their outpatient pediatric specialty services into a single location. The goal is to improve services, and to find out how exactly services will be impacted, I'm joined by Dr. Stephen Girton. He's the medical director of the Sparrow Children's Center and an MSU associate professor in the College of Human Medicine. Dr. Girton, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
So it's interesting. You are a professor at MSU, and you're the medical director there at Sparrow. Is there already an existing connection between MSU and Sparrow when it comes to pediatric services?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that connection has existed for well over 40 years. And much of the subspecialties that we have here in our community have been because of a collaborative effort between the two institutions to co-recruit, or at least to define those subspecialists that need to be recruited and the number of them that need to be recruited. We've been a combined department for over 30 years.
Really, it's just a matter of location, then, you're saying, that in a sense you're kind of one organization already.
It's, well, functionally, for the care of children, we act as one organization. But actually, there are three different things that are happening. They're all happening under the same umbrella. So the first thing is creating a one-call number, so a system so that anybody who needs a subspecialist for a child can call a single number, and then that entity, which will be the Sparrow Children's Center, will then connect the family with the appropriate subspecialist. And then the second goal is to consolidate pediatric subspecialty practices. So right now in the professional building, for instance, on the first floor there are the MSU subspecialty practices, and on the fourth floor there are the Sparrow clinics. The idea then is, why should people have to figure out where to go when they could simply go to one place?
Where is this one location going to be then?
Right now, it is somewhat up in the air, but the best candidate is the Sparrow Professional Building. You can imagine why. First of all, it's a very easy bus access. It's very easy to identify where it is within the community. And even more important, the subspecialists that are in those clinics can literally walk across the Skyway and see those patients that are hospitalized at the Sparrow Children's Centers.
Currently, is one of the organizations far bigger than the other?
It's interesting that you say that. Actually, they're sort of even, although if you look at the absolute number of subspecialists, the lion's share of them are from MSU.
In terms of the number of children that are treated at Sparrow and MSU, do you have a general idea of what that is?
Inpatients at Sparrow, it's around 3,000 a year, about 4,500 births a year, about 2,500 same-day surgeries. And then if you look at the neonatal ICU, it's about 600 a year. The PICU, it's about 600 a year. In terms of outpatient visits, it's in the thousands per year.
I'm talking to Dr. Stephen Girton. He's the medical director for the Sparrow Children's Center and an MSU associate professor in the College of Human Medicine. Dr. Girton, is this then likely to also be a cost savings to both MSU and Sparrow?
Obviously, if you combine the two clinics, then you only have to operate one platform, and so it will be a cost savings. But we're looking at actually spending a lot of money, not just to make the move itself and the consolidation, but there's a third element to this, and that is that we start recruiting together. So we define what the community needs now, within 5 years, and within 10 years, and we take active steps to solve those recruitment issues together. And recruiting costs money.
How would you compare the pediatric services offered here in the Lansing area to those offered, let's say, in Ann Arbor or in Grand Rapids?
There are some services that we simply will not offer here because we simply do not have the patient population to support them. So good examples of that would be open heart surgery, organ transplant, some of the very most sophisticated subspecialty surgeries. But when it comes to general subspecialty care, given many of the entities that I mentioned to you earlier, you can see that actually we're quite capable of taking care of almost all of that. The principal difference between us and, let's say, DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids or Mott Children's in Ann Arbor, The principal difference is they have a completely separate facility, which I don't think is that important. But more importantly, they do have more depth, I believe, than we do. And the depth issue is one of those things that we are addressing together. And that's part of that third arm of this collaboration, which is to recruit more subspecialists to our community and more subspecialties to our community to serve the children.
And the level of service that is provided to children here in Michigan, would you say it's on par, or does it even surpass the service provided to adults?
Oh, I personally believe that it surpasses the care provided to adults. There simply is more time spent with the families and the patients. There is just, no question, more one-on-one time. Kids always take longer anyway, but it has been forever our policy that you sit with the family and you answer all their questions, and to the extent that it's possible, the child understands as well.
When it comes to childhood disorders, the autism issue has got a lot of attention here in Michigan as the legislature did pass the autism coverage bill. It's now likely to expand autism therapy services dramatically in the state. Is that something that the Sparrow Children's Center is involved with at all?
We do not have an autism center, nor do we have a team that deals with autistic children and their families. That would be ideal, and it's actually sort of out there as one of the things we would like to do. What we do with autistic kids is take the time and make the effort to meet their needs. So let me give you an example. Let's say a child needs an examination, but the child is autistic, cannot understand what's going to be done, and cannot communicate very well what their own anxieties are, but they suffer from extreme anxiety. And the family is terrified of what's going to happen. We will have a number of different people meeting with the family, working with the child, taking comfort measures, taking the extra time. And then sometimes we will do things even under sedation that for another child we wouldn't have to do. We will take the time and make the effort to accomplish that.
Do you think, though, that autism therapy services in Michigan are greatly lacking right now?
I can't answer that question personally. I think if you talk to families who have autistic children, they would answer that question yes. And I believe that one of the goals in any community our size ultimately is to create a team approach for that patient population.
Finally, I do want to ask you about your views on what the Affordable Care Act will mean for Sparrow and for the Children's Center if it is ruled constitutional. Do you anticipate any big changes?
Well, the biggest change, quite honestly, is that we'll be paid better and that more people will have a means of paying. Right now, I can just tell you, we provide services that we are paid about 30 cents on the dollar for. And up to 70% of our patients are either Medicaid patients or have no insurance. So you can imagine if you enlarge the insured pool, financially it's better for a hospital that understands that it's going to take a loss taking care of children. And if the actual payment at Medicaid rates goes up under this law, then the degree to which we lose money caring for children will be less.
Well, what you're saying is Sparrow loses money for the pediatric services that it offers.
Absolutely. Of course.
That will change with the Affordable Care Act, or do you just...
With the Affordable Care Act, there is the potential that we will lose considerably less or even break even caring for children. There's no guarantee. And it's not going to change our commitment to caring for children. But it certainly, potentially, will have an impact on the bottom line for the institution.
Finally, any timeline for when this single building will be up and running between MSU and Sparrow Health System?
We, if you look at the three phases, the first phase is a single center call referral system. That will likely be done within 6 months. Consolidation of the clinics, physical consolidation into one space, could take anywhere from 2 to 5 years, but it should be, we should be able to do it within 2. And co-recruitment to increase the number of subspecialties and subspecialists, we're actually actively doing that right now.
Will you remain the head medical director then?
Well, I hope so. I would love to see this come to fruition and frankly help it along.
Dr. Stephen Gurdon, he is the medical director of the Sparrow Children's Center and an MSU associate professor in the College of Human Medicine. Dr. Gurdon, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.